Never forget that our faith is concrete and rejects compromises and idealizations. That was the message of Pope Francis at the Monday morning Mass at the Casa Santa Marta. Among those present at Mass were the cardinal counselors of the C9 who are meeting with the Holy Father on Monday. The Pope reflected on the liberty the Holy Spirit gives us, which brings about the proclamation of the gospel without compromises or rigidity. Christopher Wells has more.
Following the Easter break, Pope Francis on Monday resumed the regular morning masses, focusing his homily on the gospel account of Jesus' meeting with Nicodemus. The Holy Father said Jesus, with love and patience, explained to Nicodemus that he must be born from above, born of the Holy Spirit. To understand this better, the Pope said, one can consider the first reading taken from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter and John have healed a crippled man, and the doctors of the law don't know what to do, how to hide what happened, because the event was public. When they were questioned, Peter and John answered with simplicity. And when they were ordered not to speak about what happened, Peter responded, "No, we cannot remain silent about what we have seen and heard, and we will continue to do as we have been doing." This, the Pope said, is the concreteness of the faith, in contrast to the position of the doctors of the law who wanted to enter into negotiations to come to a compromise. Peter and John have courage. They have frankness, the frankness of the Spirit, which means speaking the truth openly, with courage, without compromises. The concreteness of the faith, he said, leads to frankness, to bearing witness even to the point of martyrdom, which is against compromise or the idealization of the faith. The doctors of the law, on the other hand, were imprisoned in a rationalistic mentality, which did not end with them, the Pope said, but can be seen in the history of the Church. When the Church adopts a legalistic mentality, it forgets the strength and the freedom of the Spirit. Let us ask the Lord, the Pope said, for this experience of the Spirit who comes and goes and bears us onward. May the Lord grant to all of us this paschal spirit of going forward along the path of the Spirit without compromises, without rigidity, with the liberty of proclaiming Jesus Christ as He who has come in the flesh. I'm Christopher Wells.